Well, thank you all for coming this morning. We appreciate it. Today we're going to introduce a bold set of reforms to try to restore Wisconsin's great reputation for clean, open, and transparent government. As we followed things over the course of the past year, doing a year in review, we thought when the governor introduced his collective bargaining, as he described it, dropping the bomb, that that was going to be their one big thing they would do, that they would spring on people, and that that would sort of end it. Now we know that was strictly the opening bell. And as a consequence, clean, open, and transparent government in Wisconsin is in tatters. Wisconsin democracy is at risk. And that's why we feel it is absolutely essential that Republicans join with us to restore one of the most important values that we believe in here in Wisconsin. We saw this past year unprecedented actions across the spectrum, everything from power grabs to closing out public hearings, to locking people out of the Capitol, to having open meetings laws violated, to having increasing numbers of cronies, to seeing their pay packages enriched, and the well-connected being taken care of at the expense of working people of this state. But just in this past week alone, just in the past week, we learned of these secrecy oaths that people took, totally out of keeping with Wisconsin's character and probably the character of any state in this nation. We put up here on the board, exactly what we're dealing with in this state. You know, we saw a statement. Let me read this just briefly. It says, "We cannot." This is from the Appleton Post-Crescent, not known as a liberal paper, and we could not agree more. We cannot understand the mindset of lawmakers who sign secrecy agreements, and we will never support lawmakers who agree to the idea of ignoring public input. And that's exactly what we've seen, is public input being disregarded on virtually every bill. But this past week alone, we learned of the secrecy oaths. We learned of just one of the many of the new crony promotions with enriched pay packages. Today, of all days, one of the Walker appointees will be arraigned, dealing with veterans' trust funds. And it goes to the heart of not just terrible judgment of who's selected for these positions, but poor leadership of how you guide these people, of how you put together and ensure that people are following and performing their duties in an honest and reputable manner. We have seen the secret manner in which they have gone about their business on so many different issues and intentionally hiding from the public and deliberately misleading the public about what their true agenda is. Just last night, they pulled a plug on the mining bill. And within minutes, virtually, you have calls, robocalls, being put all over the state by one of the special interest groups. I mean, once again, it makes you wonder, are there secrecy oaths on the mining issue? Is there collaboration at every turn with what this agenda will be and how they're going to message it? We know we have people working, not in the Capitol, but working in offices of private law firms that are being paid $400 an hour. It is just outrageous. It's unprecedented. And we cannot continue to allow Wisconsin democracy to be at risk and our reputation for clean, open, and transparent government to be in tatters.